InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right, this only happens really every once in a while where so many massive stories connect all the dots and you have massive revelations that are earth-shaking. And really, in the last 48 hours, that has happened. Now, a lot of what you're going to hear and see today, you're going to say, my God, I've heard you say this for decades. But now it's all confirmed. So I'm going to expose the four major power blocks battling for control of the United States and ultimately the world, and who Trump represents in those four power blocks. So if you want next level information and not run around chasing your tail, this is it. Now, when the Epstein stuff first broke 18 years ago, I covered it at the time. And from my research and sources, it was well known, wasn't even hidden, that he was Mossad, CIA, MI6, but worked directly under the House of Windsor. Now, as they begin to release the Epstein files, and these are the ones Congress wanted to release, the 20-plus thousand just from, you know, his emails have been sent on with the documents and things, the DOJ to supposedly take out national security stuff. Now Congress is saying that's a cover-up, and undoubtedly it is. But already they've released the last 48 hours. And again, I already knew all this because it's been in the news here and there. None of this is really even secret. People just aren't informed that he worked for the main Rothschild banking system and the Baroness and the Lord Rothschild, and that they were actually basically telling Israel what to do. So see, people say he works for Mossad. He didn't have a Mossad ID, folks. That's what super spies don't. They're in all of the groups. And so he worked directly under the Rothschilds, that's come out, and was involved trying to get U.S. secrets and, you know, NSA-type technology and things. And they were worried about how far the U.S. was ahead of Israel. And then as a cherry on top, you got Mike Huckabee caught meeting secretly with Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy that for decades stole all sorts of our secrets, and that firestorm. So Israel is really getting exposed. And for all the people out there that I would explain, who just think about Netanyahu all day, and I'm not even defending Netanyahu, I'm explaining the players. I had Patrick Byrne on a few days ago, and he was explaining that the faction that Epstein is with British intelligence and the Rothschilds, and they're fighting Netanyahu. Doesn't mean Netanyahu who's good, but everybody, whenever I explain it's Ehud Barak, another faction, they go, oh, why are you coming up for Netanyahu? I'm just explaining who the players are here. Doesn't mean Netanyahu's not doing a bunch of bad stuff, just the facts. And that's borne out in all of this, but you have to understand the Rothschilds created Israel. And they think they should run it, and Netanyahu basically has hijacked it and is running his own operation. So it's not that either group's good, the Rothschild faction or the Likudnik faction. It's that they're in a big battle. The Economist magazine is the most elite globalist magazine there is. It's owned by the Rothschild family. All they do is attack Netanyahu for 20 years. So that's what's happening, and it's all coming out. Now, that's just one of the big things. There's three others that are even bigger. But we'll do Israel first, because that's the fetish. But there's a massive amount of knowledge about Israel, but not on these other power factions that you need to understand and know about. Oh, you've heard of the factions, but if you understand the battle that's going on between them, they're fighting with themselves more than they are against us. You understand that? And who does Trump really represent? I know who in the factions Trump works for. Or does he work for any of them? Oh, you'll get exclusive information tonight. I already knew all this, but now it's all confirmed, all over the place. People just don't know what they're looking at yet.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. There's your live show headline this evening. Live special Sunday show. New docs confirm Jeffrey Epstein worked for not only Mossad, but was a billion-dollar bagman for the Rothschilds and the House of Windsor. That's the so-called British royals. Plus, Dems accelerate plan to trigger second American Civil War. Must watch. Share. But here's a whole bunch of things that have come to a head. And I don't just know that the CIA whistleblower is telling the truth I'm going to get to. We have all the background story, witnesses, the angles, what's been discovered. But I talked to folks that were at White House meetings early last week. I mean, in the Oval Office. And they've got this information and they've confirmed it. How built-in computer chips in China smuggled through Taiwan, voting machines then sent to Venezuela, for over a decade have been operating stealing elections. And the White House has confirmed this. They've got the machines. They've got the proof. They know. And people say what they want about Susie Wiles. They're in there with Trump's task force, and they are preparing to bring this information out. Now, that's kind of a big exclusive you just got, right? And it's, you know, when I sit there and tell you something, it's going on. Then I notice in my email and in my text messages start yesterday blowing up with all these high-level federal whistleblowers, including from the CIA and the DOJ, like Gary Bernstein, CIA 1982-2005. And I can tell you what he says here is what is now confirmed. And you notice these big voting machine companies out of Venezuela, they'll sue a Giuliani or sue somebody, and then the judges don't allow any evidence to be put on. They just say, no evidence, you're defaulted. Like a few months ago to MyPillow of Minnesota, the federal judge just said, I find you guilty. No, we're not going to see your evidence. You cannot hack these machines, which is just preposterous. It's demonstrated all the time, especially when they're built to be hacked. So now you go to a jury trial to find out how guilty you are. So that's coming up. And it ties into why Trump wants to go into Venezuela. So you have the Chi-Com globalist allied with the criminal elements of the CIA and Venezuela and others that are the giant threat with election rigging, and they're allied with the Democrats publicly. And then you've got the two different Israel lobbies. You've got the Likudnik kind of Israel right-wing nationalist that really want Israel to be the center of the world and want to run, you know, run operations out of Israel. Then you have what the British Empire Rothschild arm that created Israel that's being trying to, you know, influence and control the United States and others, that's in a big fight with Netanyahu. And that's what's in all these emails that have come out with Epstein being the bagman for the Rothschilds and the British government with Israel trying to get cyber weapons and spy grids better than the U.S. And that ties into Jonathan Pollard meeting secretly, we now learn, months ago with U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, the convicted spy, and the fallout of that, a big no-no. And Pollard bragging about nuclear blackmail against the United States with the Samson option. We have video of all this, by the way. So the point here is, though, we've known all this. We've talked about these factions. We've gotten into it forever. There's a few other ones, but I'll get to that. The point is, though, it's all coming out. And as I told you when President Trump was president-elect a year ago, I said, I've talked to a lot of high-level people. The CIA has come to Trump and said, we know there's nothing implicating you in any of this stuff, but it's going to really hurt the British Empire, the British Commonwealth. It's going to hurt the big banks, Trump's friends, and the Rothschild banks have been one of his big lenders. So we got the receipts on that. And it's going to hurt Israel, and it's going to hurt the stock market. And plus, the Democrats have had control of the file, and so you won't ever get any convictions. It's all money. It's a disaster. And Trump's like, okay, move along. Look, let's move on. And I saw that coming, and I talked to people that the president admitted that to. And I said, they're going to stab you in the back. You can't do that. And now you've got bipartisan, you know, 470-something to 1 voting to release the Epstein emails. And you've got even Republicans saying, yeah, now that it's been sent off, what they haven't already released, to the DOJ, but the word is that there's a cover-up happening there. This is only making it worse. And what did I say hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times here on air? I said, more importantly than Israel, is you have to understand the Rothschilds, the most powerful banking family still in the world, but throughout the last 400 years, at the Battle of Waterloo, the second time Napoleon was defeated in 1815 or 1814, look it up, my memory fails, against Lord Wellington, they had carrier pigeons. This is mainline history, by the way. This isn't a conspiracy theory. That was the old, you know, telegram at the time. Fly out to the port. They had a fastest British corvette. That'd mean a corvette from Chevy, a car. It's the fast, medium-sized ship. Shoot across the channel. And right before the stock exchange opens, give the word. And by the way, the Rothschilds have written authorized autobiographies of their family where they brag about this. Yeah, June 18th, 1815. And so they announced that Napoleon had crushed Lord Wellington, the British, and the Prussians in a sounding defeat, and that the British Empire was going to basically be defeated. And the stock market dropped 99%. Lord Rothschild then bought up 99% of all the stocks for literally pennies on the pound. Yeah, there's even famous movies about this. And this is fascinating stuff, folks. And then he was already, they were the most powerful banking family in the world, but they literally took control of the British Empire, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the old Transylvanian, German, Austrian, Hungarian Empire line was completely beholden to them. They got breeding rights into the royal family and bred Rothschilds into the family. That's why they all became lords. This is all PBS documentaries about this. So, oh, it's anti-Semitic to say the Rothschilds are powerful. Oh, it's no, we're not, I'm not attacking them because I have to be Jewish. My point is that this is anybody that has real historical research, just even mainline PhD stuff, this is none of this is a secret. And so in the new emails that have been released, we'll show them to you. These are confirmed. You've got Baroness Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, all of them. And they're working with Ehud Barak at the time that was, you know, stick of thieves with Epstein. And they're trying to get billions of dollars and run different operations, I mean spying, and other things, to procure U.S. technologies so that they can get ahead of the U.S. in the spy game, in the NSA game, in signals. Now, this had actually come out here and there before, but it gets worse. The main bank for the British royal family, since they've been bankrupt to them since 1815, is the Rothschilds. And they've got all the major banks, the biggest Swiss banks, French banks, Spanish banks, German banks. It's all Dutch banks, Rothschild, 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 same family. And the emails are back and forth to the different banking heads, you know, coordinating this. And Epstein's so powerful that Lord Rothschild and Baroness Rothschild, two different parts of the family, one in England, one in Switzerland, cousins, they're on inauguration day 2017, they're freaking out saying, "We need your help. We need these, you know, we need to have a meeting right now. We need to get these things taken care of." You know, they're not saying what. But it's espionage and power jockeying, and they're worried about Trump. And Epstein's like, "Sorry, I can't. I'm having to deal with stuff right now." At the, you know, so just this era we could spend 10 days on, and more is coming out. And so it's not the 15-year-old girls that they're really trying to cover up. That was like beer nuts at a bar. You know, that's just an accessory. This wasn't even so much a thing about honeypotting people as it was just they're all in this club. This goes on everywhere. They just carry out these crimes. That's how they all get each other corrupted and can trust each other. The real thing is the money laundering, the espionage, the spying, all of it. And as I've explained to people many times, MI6 and British intelligence is senior to Mossad and Shin Bet and Israel. Until recently, Netanyahu has not been working with them, and he's been in their face openly, and it's been an open battle. It's not even a secret that the Rothschilds want him out. And it's in these emails as well, and it's in their magazine, The Economist, published by the Rothschilds. So there's a real battle just within that sector that's happening and going on. And the British Empire in the last 100 years wrote the book on pedophilia to control people and Keir Starmer and just all of it. And that doesn't take away from bad things Israel's done at all. I'm just telling you the lay of the land. Like Patrick Berman's in here on Wednesday, was it Thursday, and he's been a spy. You know, Flynn's talked about that with the U.S. government for a long time. It's classified. I'm going to say with what? Not the CIA. Let's just leave it at that. You can put two and two together. And he's been to Israel hundreds of times, you know, worked with them, all that. He's not anti-Israel. He explained, though, the two factions, and I saw comments like, "Oh, cover up for Netanyahu." No, it's a fact it's Ehud Barak and then the Rothschilds. It's a fact it's that faction. It's a fact that faction wants to get rid of Netanyahu. That doesn't defend Netanyahu. I think he needs to go. He's terrible. The point is just know the players, okay, in a war. And understand it's key to understand the bigger picture. And these groups all overlap. And I haven't gotten to the Communist Chinese. I haven't gotten to the Russians. I haven't gotten to the technocracy above it. I haven't gotten to who Trump really works for. But I'm going to lay it out right now. So why do you suddenly think all over the internet it's palatable and it's safe and people don't get in trouble now for coming out and saying Israel runs everything? Well, it's because the British Empire is trying to get back control. The Rothschilds are trying to get back control of Israel, but also networks inside the United States and Europe. And there are other interlayered groups that are pushing them out right now. And it gets very opaque when you really get down to the granular analysis of this. But this is definitely the cloak and dagger thing that's happening at one level. Then you have the communist Chinese, you have the Russians, you have the technocrats that overlap, you have the different alliances within those groups. But just remember, I've told you thousands of times, thousands, that Epstein, more importantly, was British intelligence as the clearinghouse above it. And I explained that in James Bond movies and books from Ian Fleming, who was the deputy head of OSS and the MI6 after World War II, he said, no, I put allegories in my books of real stuff and real plans and real ideas. And in there, you got Spectre's international criminal group. It's got people in the Russians, the Chinese, the U.S., British intelligence, but it creates chaos for control and manipulation for its overall takeover of the economic and military systems of the world. Well, the British Empire and what that shadowy thing represents is Spectre. And so, and it's bigger than the British Empire. It's this interlocking managerial system that had the largest networks ever in history. Through the banks, through the military, through the communications, through it all. And at the heart of it, who owns it? Who was able to take it over in 1815 but the Rothschilds? So, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And so I kept explaining to you, this is bigger than 14-year-old girls. It's terrible. They should get in trouble for it, go to prison, all that. But they have got everybody to focus over the years on Prince Andrew screwing 16-year-olds or whatever. He's been kicked out of the royal family now. That's all a distraction from MI6, British Empire, Mossad, CIA, political control, the payoffs, the politicians, the heads of universities, the endowments, the scams. And so that's why they don't want any of this information coming out. And that's why they don't want you to know who's the man they won't show his face with the cat in his lap. Well, that is the Rothschilds, folks. So, we then need to look at all the other angles and factions, and I can give you my take on what the most powerful faction is. But there's another faction you never think of that you might want to think about a little bit. It actually has all the power, but we just simply use it. And we'll get to that as well. But let's just start plowing into the documentation. I've given you a basic prelude here. And then now let's start getting into all this confluence of information that's come together. And there's a bunch of things. He's done a bunch of interviews. And now, and I like Congressman Massey, but it's like, oh my God, Congressman Massey has seen the documents. He says it's a cover-up for Israel. Oh, that Epstein worked for Mossad. Oh my gosh, it's the most incredible revelation ever. And everyone's freaking out. Oh my God. The man is tomorrow's news today. And it's not about me saying, oh, I'm way ahead of that. It's about understanding. Just now, Congress is getting to him being Mossad. It's a little more complex and bad than that. No, it's British intel, Rothschild, civil war to control Israel. And to battle over who controls Israel and the network of Israelis and Jews around the world, most of which don't even understand all of this, just like the general public doesn't understand it. And if people ever actually have understanding of what's really going on, they'll go, oh, and now not be played by different factions of any of this towards the destructive aims where this is going. Because where I'm focusing on the fetish of the Jews and the Rothschilds and the banks right now, because it is key, and the globalist system has been the most powerful faction with the Rothschilds at the head of it, it's not just Jews and Israelis and Zionists in civil war with each other. All of the factions are fighting each other and fighting each other internally at an intense level because of major factor changes in the world, information technology, population, a public that's awake. we've reached an event horizon where people aren't scared to tell the truth anymore. And so all the old systems aren't working. And all the AI and all the surveillance and all this was supposed to deliver the globalist into total control. Their COVID attack, their pandemic, it was all supposed to cement their control. And instead, because the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and because the Lord works in serious ways, it's all blown up in their face spectacularly. And that's good. Justice be done by the heavens fall. But understand, this incredible tectonic eruption of and confluence of things happening right now as the planets align is extremely dangerous. But we're here. And it is only going to get more insane from here on out. But if the public will just address this scientifically, geopolitically, like a political scientist, and just say, okay, here, because it's known. This is all known. This isn't even hard to know. But everybody wants to debate about who runs it all and who's woman. You know, we know the power groups. We know actually what their assets are. We know what each group's different aims are. But they all kind of agree on technocracy and control. But they're just battling over who gets control of that. The ring of power is kind of up in the air. So they just keep accelerating the runway for this AI takeover, even because they fear it, but they want to be the ones in control of it. All the factions, while we're building our doom, and I'm not against innovation. It's the way it's been rolled out. So it's the malice, it's the hatred that Sauron poured into it. And so you would argue, well, you just make another ring to counter that one that has love poured into it. Well, who's going to forge that? We have to do it together publicly, not in darkness, not in some volcano, but out in the open light of the world in front of God, asking God to imbue us with the Excalibur to counter the ring of Sauron. And it's the sword of truth. But to have truth, you've got to have research and you've got to be real. So a lot of people tune into this and they're like, what is this? This is complex. No, it's not. Guys can learn about baseball and football and who weighs what and who bench presses this and how fast they throw and what their wife's name is and where they go to vacation. And because your brain's designed to know factoids about warriors and leaders and chiefs, and but they do it all through sports as an allegory to suck your energy out so that you don't know all of this stuff. So to think of me as the craziest, you know, football fan you ever knew, that it's all I do is study football and watch football and bet on football and live football. And you're like, how does this person know all this? And how do they know every little fact? Because they're obsessed with it. Well, see, I'm not obsessed with football. I'm obsessed with how stuff really works. And again, we could have the archivists do it just to prove to people they missed it. I have for 18 years said Jeffrey Epstein is MI6, Rothschild, British royalty operative, Jimmy Savile 2.0, Maxwell 2.0. And it's all on record anyways. It's not even hard to know. Initially, Maxwell's dad was the head of, you know, managing it for the Israelis with the British royals. And then when he died, it was handed over to Jeffrey. And then, but that's just one arm of this. But I got all the clips coming up on the other side of this. Stay with us. I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on. Where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a lost leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime in the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Auctions Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at theauctionstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on here, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own theauctionstore.com. I don't own the Auctions Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there, be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the CMOS or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. So I will not only expose the globalist factions and what their different priorities are tonight, I also want to direct you, it's free online, you can find it posted on X, you can find it all over the place, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement 2007, 2.5 hours long. And then on the DVD, there's like an extra hour of information. And I explain the power structures then, the Rothschilds, all of it, how it works. And you can watch it today, and it's more powerful now than when I made it. It's called Ultra Green, Infinity Green, not just Evergreen. Not just meaning timeless, but it gets better with time. Made that film all those many years ago, 18 years ago, whatever, and it's you watch it now, and it's like people think it's a time machine, like you went forward 18 years in the future. No. Everything the globalists said they would do in the 50s, they got done by the 70s. What they said they do in the 70s, by the 90s, they got almost completely done. Then we started getting them to slow down. They're about 5 years behind right now. And their program's falling apart. Which I also predicted we could do. Because as you get deeper into this, it gets worse and worse and more horrible. And people will finally wake up and say, boy, we better research this and say no. So but let's get into the Israel situation and the factions there. The two big ones, and then where that's going, how that segues and everything else. So we'll show you these in a moment. It's all over the place. The stuff that Congress has released so far, that Congress decided to leak, both Republicans and Democrats. They've sent the majority of it, imagine the stuff, other stuff's way worse, for national security review for 1 month by AG Pam Bondi, and the bipartisan Republicans and Democrat Senate warned them over the weekend that they had better not obfuscate or cover this up. So the Democrats and Republicans are releasing emails about the Queen of England being a client of Epstein, not for sex, banking, Prince Charles, now the king, all of them, and massive international deals and all sorts of arms deals and you name it. I told you, the big thing Trump's covering up for is the British. Because to him, it's legal stuff, but it's embarrassing to be involved with Epstein, and it's going to be embarrassing. But you got to ask yourself, what point have we reached that the globalist power structure has lost so much control? This is all coming out. You think the Rothschilds, Lord Rothschild, Baroness Rothschild, you think they like it known that they were running Israel with Ehud Barak and trying to get U.S. technology and NSA technology with Epstein? Working with client groups in the CIA and neocons as well? So, yeah, we have a problem with foreign governments, the British and the Israelis and the Chinese. But when you talk about the British, that's the Rothschilds. Then you got Netanyahu that runs Israel now. He's taken it away from them. They're completely pissed. That's publicly admitted. Epstein's with the Rothschilds and British intelligence, took over Maxwell's empire when they killed him. Ghislaine's dead. So, again, this is all known, but how does China tie in? What are they doing? How are they attacking election fraud? Who are their allies? Who are they allied with, Democrats? Well, then who's Trump allied with? Well, let's talk about it. But since I mentioned these clips and documents, I'm going to show them to you and then move on. So there's a bunch of these. Here's Massey reveals Israel-controlled Epstein file release. And Jeffrey Epstein pursued Swiss Rothschild bank to finance Israel's cyber weapons empire. Drop site news, all accurate. And you got those emails released that I'll show you a shot of here with overhead shot. And this is all over the place. And you got British newspapers, mainline reporting, new bombshell document claims Queen Elizabeth was client of Epstein's. Well, of course they are. Their main bank is the Rothschilds. You got emails of the day Trump's being sworn in. Epstein's too busy to meet with Rothschild because everyone in government's wanting an explanation of Trump. Who is the U.S. government was seeking Epstein's advice? Can we get that list? Imagine all the stuff that's about to come out. And then you got Trump and articles from years ago. One of the big banks he gets money from out of Switzerland is the Rothschild Bank and this Baroness Rothschild. Now, the Rothschilds own more banks than anybody in the world. So again, notice there's not Trump getting money from Russians. That was always made up. Or the Chinese. No, money from Rothschilds, and he got it from other big banks. That's who did the lending. But when Trump said publicly, I don't want to embarrass a bunch of innocent people that are in this list, he told people I know privately the same thing, but said more. And I'm not talking about Roger Stone here. Roger did tell me when he was president-elect, no, they're covering up for Israel, Mossad and the CIA and British intelligence. But I talked to other people that met with Trump recently, and he said, listen, these people are innocent. You know, if anybody screws kids, it's up to the FBI, go after them. But that's all Democrats, Bill Clinton and Larry Summers. Why are we going to sit there and put all these other billionaires and rich people in there that were just doing business deals with him? Well, because it's embarrassing. And then it gets into spying Trump and the Israelis trying to get our NSA technology, and that's in here, and that's where it's a problem. And that's when it goes into Jonathan Pollard. But see, for Trump, he just knows this is business. Okay, these people loan me money, and I paid it back to build high-rise hotels and golf courses. And I've done a guesstimation of it. Maybe a third of Trump's finances come from the Rothschilds? Yeah. So, again, this is the problem. Not screwing kids, but going along with the cover-up. The Epstein files link Rothschild via HSBC and SVB crypto money laundering and organ trafficking from 9/11 to COVID-19. Powerful reports. Here he is with Rothschild. Here's the original creation of the beginning of Israel, the Balfour Declaration with Lord Rothschild, all right here for you. So, new bombshell document claims late Queen Elizabeth was client of Epstein's. Well, I mean, it's in there. The very same banks, the deals, all of it. So this is the embarrassment they're talking about. And this has been leaked out by different factions to try to blackmail each other with how they'll represent it. But now the whole thing's gotten out of control like a giant black hole sucking everything into it. That's why I said, Trump, we know you're not involved in the illegal stuff. We know you're a straight shooter. We know you're not screwing 15-year-old girls. You've been exonerated by all the victims, everybody. Don't do this. Don't connect yourself to this because you'll get the blame. And I've been proven right again. And the Trump worshipers that just outright worship anything he says or does, though Trump changes, you know, his course a lot, think we're trying to undermine Trump by being right about this. You're not very sophisticated. Trump is night and day compared to the Democrats and their post-industrial austerity move, their globalist great reset. I need Trump to succeed, and I'll get to who he really works for and who he stands for when we start the next hour. So I'm telling you about the corrupt globalist factions or their other factions. But let's go to these clips. Here is Massey reveals Israel controls the Epstein file release. Then Representative Tim Burchett, who I really respect, says the same thing. Then Caroline Leavitt, press secretary, gets asked a question about it. And then we'll go to Jonathan Pollard. Here it is.
Do you believe Netanyahu's involvement with Trump is influencing the decision of the Epstein file release?
I think Israel is influencing the Epstein file release because Israeli intelligence and our own CIA was wrapped up with Epstein. And so it would be embarrassing to our own intelligence agencies as well as Israel's intelligence agencies for all that to come out.
Congressman Burchett, what do you think about this breakup? What's going on here?
You see that a lot in politics. You also see people kiss and make up. I don't know that those two will ever. But Marjorie, she's been an independent person since she got here, and President Trump obviously speaks his mind, and they're in a complete disagreement right now. And
is this about Epstein, or is there something broader about this relationship that's
this
more representative?
Is never about what's current.
Right. It's, so what do you think is this about?
It's a personality difference that's come a long way. She's upset about the perceived control of Israel. She's and Trump's embracing of Israel, and she's upset over several other things.
Phil.
Thank you. Ambassador Mike Huckabee had a meeting with Jonathan Pollard, a former U.S. citizen who was convicted and spent 3 decades in jail for selling state secrets to Israel. Did the White House know that that meeting was going to happen? Does the administration condone it?
The White House was not aware of that meeting, but the president stands by our Ambassador Mike Huckabee and all that he's doing for the United States and Israel.
All right, so Jonathan Pollard spent 3 decades in prison for stealing thousands of secrets about everything you can imagine. And that's what we know about is just insane. Signals, submarines, just, I mean, you name it. This guy working in the intelligence community was a very successful Israeli spy and hardcore Zionist. He goes on TV and brags all the time about how Israel has held the U.S. hostage to get involved in wars with its nuclear weapons. And then Mike Huckabee, who I, on domestic policies, I like Mike Huckabee as a person. I like his daughter. I don't hate him. I grew up in the Bible Belt. You know, people are pro-Israel, whatever. I'm not anti-Israel. I don't want to blow it up. I don't support the Islamic takeover or the Muslim Brotherhood that Trump's now declaring a international terror group, which it certainly is the biggest one. I'll get to that coming up later. But you don't, as the ambassador, meet secretly with him a few months ago and then notice, oh, how dare you leak that the ambassador met with Jonathan Pollard, who wanted to thank him for lobbying to get him out of prison. You don't have ambassadors meeting with convicted American traitor spies who weren't Americans. So I watch and see what Huckabee does, and he's way more pro-Israel than he is America. when it comes to his stance and what he does. He lives over there now. So it's wrong. And Americans are sick of it. It's the communist Chinese or the Zionists or British intelligence or Venezuela in our elections. We're done. Not just with special interests domestically, but these foreign ones. So here's the headlines. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee held secret meeting with convicted spy Jonathan Pollard. Ambassador Mike Huckabee held secret meeting. Of course, this came out days ago, but two developments. MAGA freaks out that Trump ambassador met with spy who sold out U.S. He's out of control. MAGA demands answers for Trump. Ambassador Mike Huckabee covertly meets with spy who sold American secrets. Pollard's in the Israeli news saying anti-Israel elements in the U.S. administration leaked my Huckabee meeting to get him fired. Oh, we leaked it. It's not like you went to dinner publicly or you went to some public speaking event and came up and thanked him. That'd be okay. No, you met with him in secret, dude. Come on. So, this is out of control. Absolutely, completely out of control. And you do have Netanyahu and his bot farms and all this money literally trying to come in and influence U.S. politics openly, not just U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. I don't blame a country trying to influence. They all do it. The point is, Israel does it very effectively, and then the different arms of Israel work to censor Americans, remove members of Congress that stand up for America First, primary people like MTG and Massey and others, and that's direct foreign interference. It's one thing if a country gets up and defends itself publicly and buys ads or, you know, whatever, with different groups. But no, you don't come put money into our elections. Israel wouldn't put up with that. So it's wrong. And now that the Netanyahu wing of this sees they're losing control, they're only tripling, quadrupling down. And the Rothschild British Empire arm that set up Israel is using that to move in against Netanyahu. And I'm not calling for who anybody should support, because that's their country and their issue and their deal. I'm just laying out the known facts of who the players are on that faction that's two factions. The British Empire with the Rothschilds at its head and the Likudnik nationalist Zionist. And it all overlays. It's all very incestuous, literally and figuratively. But then how do the other blocks tie into that? Well, since I mentioned Pollard talking about nuclear blackmail, see him brag about it right here.
Admit this. We are now feeding our enemy. I mean, this has never happened in history before. And you have to ask why. And I don't want to hear this business that it's consistent with Jewish morality. It isn't. Anybody saying that doesn't know anything about Jewish morality at all. Oh, let me bring you back to October 1973 during the Yom Kippur War, when Henry Kissinger instituted an arms embargo against us. And what happened? What happened was an A-4 Skyhawk was parked at Tel Nof Air Base with some interesting weapons under its wings. And we told the Americans, take your eye in the sky and take a good look at the airplane that's on that runway. And the next day, the airlift started to Israel, the arms air.
So in other words, we threatened their...
We threatened to use unconventional weapons. I'll leave it at that. And so he said, is this what you want us to threaten now? I said, absolutely. Except this time I want us to go forward with it if necessary. If they think we're bluffing, we go forward with it. Look, as far as I'm concerned, when we are faced with an existential threat, we have the right to use any and all weapons in our disposal to eliminate that existential threat. A lot of people don't know anything about nuclear weapons at all. What they are, how they can be used. And I'm tired of using euphemisms. I'm tired of saying, well, we have something, you know, in the basement, but we won't be the first to introduce nuclear weapons in the Middle East. It's enough already.
Now, Now, here's the bigger question everybody should be asking. Why are the different factions fighting each other willing to bring all this information out right now, implicating the British Empire, the Rothschilds, all of it, in spying on the U.S., stealing technology, you name it? It's because there is a total up for grabs, free for all going on to decide who's going to get control of the future, because the Chi-Coms double crossed the last 16, 17 years, the globalist arm. They weren't supposed to expand militarily. They were supposed to have all the rare earth mineral and all the development. But the globalists were going to balance that by having the military power. China double crossed. So now the globalist thing's falling apart. The EU's falling apart. And Trump realizes that and represents a new movement of realists who are pro-Western, pro-capitalism, who are going in and forging a whole new system, making America at the center of it again, and promoting classic Western values again to be the dominant force in the world. The carbon taxes, the transgenderism, the neoliberalism, all of that is attempting to be abandoned right now by very strong forces. Not just here, but around the world. The common sense coalition of people in government, academia, industry, life, you name it. As the public gets more informed, more serious people realize what's going on and try to figure out ways they can get engaged in just a common sense team humanity movement. Look at Elon. Asking, you know, in public letters this week to the globalists and to Alexander Soros, why do you want to destroy civilization? Where do you think your money and power will be safe if you blow up civilization, dummy? It's really, I would call this the self-preservation move, because I did it because it's the right thing to do and I won't join an evil faction. And I believe humanity would develop out of this and that God would give us a way out of it. But for people like Elon, who I'm not going to judge, but in his own pragmatic words, I need a country and a base to get to Mars. I need a place for my money to have value. We got to stabilize Western civilization, stabilize the world, and America is the central pillar of Western civilization. Totally true. He's an engineer. So all the dirty tricks, all the factionalism, all manipulation, Israel founding Hamas, standing down on October 7th, all I want to hear about existential threats, Jonathan Pollard. Sure, did Netanyahu stand down? The Israelis certainly did. He says, the intelligence agency stood down. Turns out they threatened him a month before to stand down if he didn't do what they said. Not defending Netanyahu, those are the facts. So it's about knowing reality, ladies and gentlemen. And it's about understanding how we're all being manipulated against each other. Now, I want to start the next hour, and I want to get into the Chi-Coms and who they're allied with. I want to get into the aims of the different power blocks. And I want to talk about Trump, who has had edges of his operation touching these different factions, because that's how the world works, but never any evidence of real criminal activity or bad behavior. And then what he's trying to do is bring all these groups together to forge a new productive peace plan moving forward to stop this global power struggle that's so destructive. And so Trump really is overall independent, but in part of his deal-making operations with these different factions, he has to understand that when you make a deal, they always go back on it. He's talked about that. So it's almost an impossible job. But the alternative is far worse. And I've got a lot of other clips. We're going to look at the election fraud center of this and the information I got from high-level White House sources this week of the confirmation of the task forces and what the president's task force has found. Remember, he signed an executive order 6-7 months ago to investigate electronic voting machines and mail-in voting and all of it. Well, the findings have come back. And these are findings by top government computer engineers, the CIA itself, the Defense Intelligence Agency and others. And what I'm going to give you is massive exclusive information that I was given to relay to you. And then magically I start getting sent all these clips by folks, just in case I didn't know about it, to play for you. And people say, well, why are you getting this information? Because we have a gigantic show, ladies and gentlemen. And people know I know how to understand it, explain it. And they're all scared to put it out. I'm the kamikaze around here. So get ready for that coming up next hour. And look, I'll fly this plane into the deck of the enemy ship. I mean that as a metaphor. I'm not going to be violent to anybody. But information warfare, I will, with the truth. Nothing more vicious than the sword of truth. I will chop all these groups up if you empower me. But you do have to load the Zero with fuel. And you got to pack the nose with explosives. And you got to put a big armored bulletproof vest on me so I can try to pilot it in before the, you know, they had remote control with bullets coming into the cockpit. Because I'm gonna blow up on impact. It's okay. I volunteered for all this, but I do need to make sure I get into the target here. So, and I'm not doing a foreshadowing of my death and destruction, but I'm talking about metaphorically. We've been pretty shot up already. So load the explosive in the nose. Fuel it with the gas. Put the body armor on me. Load the guns. I'm getting in the cockpit. I'm going in. I need your support. We have the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com running until next Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any of the incredible supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, any of it. The bovine colostrum, we have the best. Oh, man, you're missing out if you don't get it. Buy one of any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy some supplement that's great but, you know, less expensive and get the most expensive we have. And there's so many other sales on top of that. This is the biggest sale ever. It is an emergency fundraiser. I also know that a lot of you that are on the fence about ever trying the products, when you get it, we have an 80-plus percent reorder on the methylene blue, 70-plus percent on all the other products. Nobody's got reorders on at that level. I just got to get you to go try it and see how great it is. TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding this operation. And I will continue this mission no matter what. I will not stop. But how hard I hit the globalist is up to you with your word of mouth, sharing the live feeds, the articles, the videos, and your prayer and your financial support now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. $30 a month, get $40 to spend instantly. Special offers, cancel any time. Become a VIP right now, and I thank you. We'll be right back.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.